Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Mike, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, I was just out of my local Whole Foods. In the checkout line, next to mine, a well-coiffed, clearly well-off, very entitled, middle-aged, yes, white woman, all too typical for my area, was being unreasonable and difficult with a poor worker from Central America. This customer continued to be haughty and demanding. I'm bringing this up because of something I like to call pretty privilege, and how this accounts for much of what is attributed to the notion of Karens behaving badly. Now, this aspect, I will say, is my own, as so far as I've not heard anyone mention it before, but it might go a ways towards explaining the concept of white privilege too. Of course, I'm not sure. It appears to me to be primarily females engaging in its overt oppressions. It's generally speaking a variation of the theme of pretty white female privilege. Or more accurately, their reaction, perhaps subconscious, to a certain measure of that former privilege now lost, as they've been inculcated through life experience in their entitlements. When gravity's toll is increasingly exacted, they have difficulty understanding the change in reality and accepting it. They think how it always was for them is how it's always going to be, and is just supposed to be, coming to terms with something that was only ever temporary, transient, and not perpetual, the natural order of things. Such as regarding diminishing male attention and treatment as they age out of their prime, and consequently they lash out, thinking the problem is not them, they're being spoiled, or their untenable expectations, but this or that. Hapless sales clerk, for example. And always seeking to understand life as here, please know in this case, I have no anger, but I also have no pity for such people, to the extent that the above assessment drawn from my and other observations are accurate. Maybe it was also a little bit cowardly of me to not walk down there and say something to her. Something like, stop, is whatever you're saying worth bringing this poor person almost to tears? What are you? A 50-some years old woman. Despite all your Pilates and the clear work that you've had done, it's not too late to grow up. Do better, unquote. I'm not sure if my thoughts above would actually warrant a whole or even part of an upload. I would also like to be completely forthcoming with you. I would like to say that I truly don't like the thought of you being practically held up in a climate-controlled space within your space for months this time of year, unquote. Well, Mike, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Yes, it sucks being stuck in one or two rooms for 99% of my time from October 15th all the way to May 15th, or 7 months during the year. I figured out what temperature triggers the autoimmune Kovner effect on my skin. Once it drops below 10 degrees Celsius or 50 degrees Fahrenheit at night as a low temperature. So I've only identified one place in the United States that fulfills my requirements. Miami all the way up to Hollywood, Florida. It's either that or I live in a very small space for most of the year up north. As for why that Karen went crazy at the Whole Foods, I'm glad you didn't put her in her place. And white knight for Consuela, the checkout lady. That was probably your first instinct. I've touched upon this topic before to some extent, and I think you're thinking about things way too deeply. People have emotional limits as to how many negative emotions they can carry within themselves. With women, their emotional bucket has a hole in the bottom of it, and it's always coming out of them. It's like toxic lava, and you want to stand clear. But you can't if you're married, work for, or with women, or deal with women in customer service. You're going to get their emotional vomit spit on you from time to time, the way that a baby spits up on its mother. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Karens are only crazy because society stresses them out so much that they lose their minds clown world show. Mike, that woman at Whole Foods probably had a lack of time to get everything done in her day. Maybe the stress from having a boss or kids. She needed a way to pass her emotional excrement onto someone else as a way to feel better about herself. And some helpless cashier with a cooch was henpecked by her. I think that negative emotional energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted from one form to another. Actually, it can, but if you bury it deep down inside as resentment, then it messes up your health in the long run. But that's what I do, and that's partially the reason my autoimmunity I spoke about earlier is there. I think that emotional energy can also be lumped in with the law of conservation of energy. I've also learned that if you concentrate enough negative or positive emotional energy inside of yourself, then you can activate psychic powers. But it takes its toll on your body. People think that money and power make the world go round. But I think it's your emotions and desires to get rid of the negative ones while acquiring the positive ones that motivate our species. That Karen most likely had a bad day and was looking for someone to take it out on. Would you rather she go home and take it out on her husband? If Consuela gets it instead, you empathize with her. And you probably weren't the only one to hear it, so the negatively charged energy went to more than one person. Then Consuela probably internalizes the negative emotions and goes home and yells at her husband. And her kids hear it, and they go out and bully some kid in high school. The Stoics tell men to control our emotions, and not to gush them all over everybody else. Imagine if men internalized their emotions while we were segregated from women at work and most of our other activities. Then we wouldn't get negative female emotions, and if most of the guys around you could control their feelings, then you wouldn't dump as many of them onto other men, disrupting society. But today men are weak and emotional, and women are in male environments and using weak men and other women to dump their emotions onto. Consuela has no recourse, so she's basically being used as an emotional dumping ground. And that's not part of her job description. That's pretty much what women mean when they say they're doing emotional labor at work. The so-called Karens know they can get away with it. That's why I'm all for making alt checkout aisles self-checkout aisles. It restricts emotional interactions with real human beings. With an automated checkout, there is no one to yell at. It makes me think that sometimes that's the only reason stores like Walmart haven't completely phased out cashiers. Because the 50-year-old Karens and sexually frustrated middle-aged guys need someone to talk to and express their emotions to. As for negative Karens and women in general, they're merchants of muff, spreading negative emotions far and wide through society. The Orthodox Jews and Amish have things right when they segregate their societies, because then the negativity doesn't bounce around like emotional tampon pinball. Mike, as for your theory that women that used to be pretty are upset and taking it out on poor old Consuela, I don't really buy that. Women that are older and have lost their beauty still tend to act like they're beautiful. Sure, their subconscious knows that they're old and no longer pretty, but she's used to acting like the pretty girl that can still get away with anything, because society takes it a lot easier on women that are attractive. I also think that to some extent, a Latin American immigrant is going to cut that Karen some slack as well, because of perceived racial hierarchy, and she probably doesn't want Karen to complain to her manager. I think that eventually the situation flips when the majority of people in the neighborhood become Latinos, but then the white Karens will just move away someplace else and import Consuela Jr. to work at a new Whole Foods and continue to abuse that worker there. Also, Mike, don't use the language of cultural Marxists with things like white privilege. The best thing to do is not acknowledge that their language and ideas ever exist. They want you to criticize them so they can attack you and dump their negative emotions onto you as well. That's what cultural Marxism might be all about. A philosophy by a bunch of disgruntled failures that are looking for outlets to dump their negative energy onto others. What do you think the whole misgendering thing is really about? You didn't pronounce my proper pronoun, and now I'm going to take all my angst out on you. Doesn't everyone see how this works? That the whole homo sapien economy is really an emotional one. Remember back to the 1990s, gay people just wanted to be left alone, to bang in peace, and not have the straight people bash their heads. But today they're trying to bash the straight people with crazy things like the pronoun police and misgendering. They need things to complain about and get all the negative things off their chest. Mike, the way you win with Karens is to let them continue to abuse the workers, and just do what you did, which is pretty much to keep your mouth shut. That Karen would have used you as an emotional tampon too if you had corrected her. Is it possible your urge to correct her had nothing to do with the empathy you felt for Consuela, but that her being a bitch dumped emotional angst onto you, and now you just wanted to dump it back to where it came from? That in fact was your real subconscious motivation. That Karen also probably made half a dozen people in the store feel awful, and her subconscious was doing maximum damage. I think that since we created a co-ed society, that men and women interact all the time means we are increasingly looking for ways to atomize ourselves from each other by no longer having to interact with one another and toxic people, considering that most people are toxic these days. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Mike for the more than generous donation, and don't forget to smash the like button, the way you'd probably want to smash that Karen with the baguette that Consuela was putting in a bag for her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Karens, then try and use an entire grocery store as their emotional tampons away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.